Welcome to So Here's the Thing, the podcast for small business owners, entrepreneurs, and creative educators who are ready to take their business to the next level. Through candid conversations, tactical approaches, and a few unpopular opinions, we're lifting the veil on what it takes to build both a life and a business that you love. I'm your host, Layli Amati, a coach for creatives and founder of the Creative Educator Academy, where I help entrepreneurs step into the role of industry leaders and educators. I am so glad that you're here. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey friends, welcome back to another snack-sized episode. This week, I'm going to be talking about one of my most frequently asked questions in my DMs, and it comes up every single time I either host an event, attend an event, or just go on a little workcation or retreat with any of my work business besties. And that is relationship building in the creative entrepreneur and educator space. I get asked so often, how do you create and really nurture these friendships and these acquaintances to become deeper friendships? And I'm not a relationship expert in any way, shape, or form. Those do exist. You could definitely look into working with a relationship or friendship mentor or coach, or just look into any, like, there are so many books and resources and podcasts around this topic, but I'm happy to share my personal experience. And I will say the number one thing by far that I can suggest if you are looking to grow deeper, meaningful friendships in your space, like in your workspace, is showing up, but not just showing up and then leaving and just letting it go. You've got to show up to the thing, make the friend, build that acquaintanceship, and then nurture that friendship over time and continue to choose to stay in touch and make the extra effort. And so it's not just the one action of showing up, it's showing up consistently and continuously over time. I will also say one of the follow-up questions I've had a lot in these conversations, it's more of like a problem that I've seen arise when I'm having these conversations with people about, like, hey, how do you make these really long-lasting friendships? How do you create these, I guess, like equitable partnerships? I don't really know what else to call it in terms of actually getting to work alongside some of these people who I consider dear friends, but also amazing industry peers. And what I hear a lot of in terms of this problem is, okay, I met someone, we were vibing, it was going really well, but I've noticed our values don't align, or our vision for what a friendship is doesn't align, or I really was expecting X, Y, and Z from this person and I didn't get it. Or I've noticed that, hey, like this person seemed one way, but over time, I'm understanding and learning that they really are not my kind of person and I don't know what to do now. And it's either one, it's turned me off from trying to develop these friendships over time, or two, it's made me really nervous about where to go from here. Do I continue trying to cultivate this relationship? Do I just push through and accept that we're different, but maybe try to make it work? And so I'm going to dig into a couple of pieces of advice that I've given. Again, I'm not an expert. I only am sharing from my own lived experiences here, but I'm happy to share that with you guys. So the first thing that I almost always suggest is, if it's a matter of your values not aligning and it's not something that you feel comfortable, you know, quote unquote, pushing through or continuing on with, I have made this mistake in the past. So I can share a little insight on that, where there has been a couple of instances especially when I was younger. I hate to say that too, like age does make things easier, and the older I get, and I'm not a fan of aging. So I'm not somebody that's like, hey, just you wait, it gets so much better. I mean, certain things do though. And one of them is that I'm much more cognizant of, what do I have the willingness to overlook and what are things that are deal breakers for me? And whenever there is a deal breaker in the past, I would just try to push through and say, you know, different folks, different strokes, whatever. I was like, I can definitely look past it. And I can, for the most part, because I would consider myself a pretty friendly person and I can make any acquaintanceship work. However, when I'm choosing to really go in deep and really cultivate and create a really deep friendship that's meaningful, a relationship that's meaningful, I do want our values to align, at least to the point of those, you know, those non-negotiables for me. And so one tip I would say is, when you notice that, and if you've given it a chance, you've given it maybe one or two chances, and you see the same things recurring that are red flags to you, my solution for that these days has been to keep people at an arm's length distance. So I'm just not the kind of person, unless you really do something to, you know, make me say, okay, I need to cut ties completely, I'm going to keep it professional, especially because, like I said, this topic is really not just about friendships, right? It's about friendships in our workspace. So like industry peers, how do you find your biz bestie? How do you decide if that's a relationship worth pursuing? If in this situation you're like, no, it's not, I'm still going to keep it profesh, right? Like I'm going to keep it professional. I'm going to keep people at an arm's length distance though. And I probably won't be as invested in terms of time and energy in growing that relationship, but I'm also not going to ghost anybody or, you know, badmouth anybody. I'm going to keep it as professional as possible and just arm's length and move on to somebody who I think creates more of that, like I said, just aligned relationship. So that's how I would respond if you start noticing red flags and misalignment in values and in other things that are really important to you. I would also say that if you want to create a relationship with somebody, and I've gotten this a lot as a response as well, it's like, well, I'm noticing like they're not as into it as I am. I mean, that's fine. And if they're not, then I would also say move on. Again, like these are things that I think that we need to trust our gut in these situations and know, are these people my people? And do I feel the pull to create those meaningful conversations with them? And if so, you know, give it a chance, give it some time. And if you're not seeing that it's being reciprocated, then again, I would move on. And these are things that are really hard, especially for those of us who are maybe a little bit more sensitive or maybe feel like I really want what I see other people on the internet have. And again, I think that's why I get so many comments and so many messages about this when I'm with the friends that I have had the opportunity to kind of grow these types of relationships and partnerships with. So I would say lean in to people who are also leaning back in toward you. And again, the people who you really can in your gut feel like this is somebody who feels kindred to me. This is somebody who feels like I could actually form a personal and professional relationship with and go in that way. And I would also say this was a problem I alluded to again about like, oh, the expectations I had set are not being met. I have really truly started going into these conversations, these relationships with zero expectations. I don't think it's fair to place expectations on other people. Again, I'm not referencing if something is a red flag or a misalignment in value, but I will say in terms of my expectations of people being there for me or doing things for me, I have zero expectations of anybody else. And I would suggest that you do the same. I think especially in the world of social media where parasocial relationships are so big, I feel like I could do a full episode on this, but I'm trying to keep it snack size for you guys. I just really believe that when we place unrealistic expectations on others, we are forgetting that they have their own lives. We have no idea what other people are going through. Even if we've cultivated a deeper relationship with them, we still don't really know what's happening in their homes, in their hearts, on their minds. We don't know where they are on their own journey. And so I feel like I've seen so many relationships crumble, especially in the peer-to-peer industry of I had this huge expectation that people be there for me when I'm at my worst, but you aren't giving them the benefit of the doubt that maybe they're at their worst too, and they don't feel comfortable disclosing that. So that's my two cents on, you know, understanding the expectation setting should be something that we really go into with open eyes and understanding that maybe it's not healthy to set expectations of our industry peers, especially when you're just building that relationship and understanding the difference between a purely personal relationship and a personal and professional relationship. So there's a lot of food for thought in this little snack size episode. And again, I'm happy to go deeper into any of these snack size little podcast episodes if you guys are interested and would like me to bring in maybe an expert or you would like for me to kind of dive in deeper on a full-length episode, please let me know. I love hearing from you. Otherwise, I hope this was helpful and I will see you guys on the next full episode next Monday. For show notes and resources mentioned on today's episode, head to SoHeresTheThingPodcast.com. This show is brought to you by the Creative Educator Academy, where we teach creative entrepreneurs how to teach, because I believe that industries thrive when experts can share their knowledge well. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love to read your review on iTunes or see your rating on Spotify. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the next episode.